The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
All right, good morning. Welcome to the show. It's 7:09. 35 today for our high tonight, dropping down to 23. Right now, it's 34.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
You know, I was hoping that I could go the last 2 days before the new year without any more sad celebrity news. But, jeez. I'll start off with the sad news, and then we'll lighten things up and laugh a little. But sadly, a day after her daughter, Carrie Fisher, passed away, Debbie Reynolds, entertainment royalty of stage and screen, died yesterday afternoon after suffering a stroke earlier in the day. Ugh. Thoughts and prayers to Carrie and Debbie's family. Obviously, that's heartbreaking. I don't know how they're dealing with it, having to lose Carrie and then Debbie within a day of each other. Debbie got her first big role in Singing in the Rain. She was on Broadway. She did musicals. She did TV. Just all over the place, and definitely a staple in the entertainment world, and passed away at 84. So rest in peace, Debbie. Now you're with your daughter. All right, enough of the sad news. Good 2016. Hope maybe we won't lose anybody in 2017. Maybe the Grim Reaper will just be like, all right, sorry, I got a little crazy, got a little loosey-goosey with the old killing everybody thing. We'll just take a break in 2017. At least I hope so. I can't take much more of this. A breakthrough in splash avoidance technology could end urinal splashback forever. Thank God. Tired of getting pee on me. Instead of just settling for urinal cakes, ice, or those rubber pads, scientists at Oxford University, thank God they're doing good work there at Oxford University, have been experimenting to see what happens when a stream of liquid hits ethanol. They're trying out different forms of the alcohol, from jelly to solid, using a special camera to record the splash at 100,000 frames per second, allowing researchers to analyze just how much splashback is going on. So far, it seems that when drops hit softer surfaces, splashback can also almost entirely be eliminated, a major breakthrough that is long overdue. No longer, men, shall we have pee on our pants or our underoos, thanks to this technology. And lastly, according to a new study, men are much more likely than women to smoke weed, man. 17% of American men use marijuana compared to just 10% of women. Not surprisingly, given its increasingly legal status, more people are using the stuff than ever before, but researchers found it to be more popular among men. That's just one more thing men are better at than women. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?